Hi, everyone. Your host, the intern here, hopping in at the start of the episode to let you all know that we're switching to releasing episodes every other week rather than weekly. Is that bi-weekly? Fortnightly. Anyway, look for episodes on Sunday, March 30th and April 6th, and then the next after that will be on April 20th.
Nice.
Thanks for listening. Let's get that music going. Hey everyone, it's Coffee, Cults, and Empires, and I've got some really, really bad news. The company is still planning on moving forward with destroying the world. I won't say who told me, because I don't want to get them in trouble, but someone told me that they heard that someone named Rosie from accounting is the one who started it, and she's the one who wants the world, quote, decommissioned. It sickens me that they use those words to talk so dismissively about a world full of people. If they only knew just some of them like I did, or like we do, I bet they'd reconsider their plan to destroy a world just to save a few bucks, or whatever it is that you're trying to do if you're working in accounting and named Rosie. I mean, just because their world is in a petri dish doesn't mean that they aren't people. I'm trying to find things that I can do in the lab to save them. In the meantime, let's make our voices heard. Use hashtag PetriPeople, that's P-E-T-R-I people, on all the socials. Let's tell Inside the Box Sciences Incorporated that they can't decommission a world. And while you're at it, share your favorite moment from the show so far. And, maybe share something other than the last episode, like something with fewer incidents involving Eurekas and lizards. Oh, speaking of, the crew is heading towards the desert, trying to find the Sorceress's Tower in the middle of an oasis, which Tagok the Artisan insists is there. Tagok is certain that the sorceress there is responsible for the spider attack on the hall, which is how she managed to drag the party out into the desert with her. The sorceress is also trying to prevent her daughter from dating Tagok, though, so...
Everybody.
Hey.
Hey.
Happy Intern Day.
What's up?
Happy Bean Day.
Don't worry, everybody. The intern's got you.
I'm not worried.
Yeah, the intern's
happy,
got
happy,
you.
Happy Bean Intern Day, Tanum.
What'd you get me?
What?
What'd you get me for Bean Intern Day, Tanum?
Nah, just kidding. I know.
Okay, thank you. That's just...
Raise your hand if you rubbed coffee grounds all over your body.
I used those coffee grounds to make coffee and then put the ceremonial shot of coffee rum into my coffee.
Please at least just don't call it ceremonial.
I was very ritualistic about it.
Okay, but it...
It was really good.
I totally went bean jumping for the first time. It was so much fun.
Ooh, what did you do?
I jumped off the bridge. Bean jump.
Amazing.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I have always wanted to try that.
It's super fun. It's terrifying.
Well, obviously the intern had you.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, don't worry, everybody. The intern's got you.
Why are you saying it like that?
Yeah, it just sounds weird.
This day of joy.
We're not worried. He survived, obviously.
Yeah. Intern got me, Tanum. Intern got me. Yep.
Oh.
Intern got you.
Yeah. I was safe. It was fun.
Oh.
I do love this day. This was about half the inspiration for Georg as a character. Like those days by the bridge, having people jump off and then you go to a coffee shop, just order an intern's coffee and sip it while you're walking along the bridge.
Being like half drunk when you jump really is even better.
Half drunk?
I mean...
Be careful. Tanum gets upset if you alter the coffee before it goes on the altar.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
sorry
yeah,
about
I
that,
totally
Tanum.
Put it on an altar and it was totally normal sober coffee.
Yeah, well, normally you're not supposed to be drinking, but on this day you can.
Yeah, because the intern's got you. It's fine.
Intern's got you.
Intern's got you.
That's... So that...
I really think of it as sheet jumping. People just tie a bunch of sheets together, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, but they're kind of stretchy sheets.
Do they ever call it sheeting? Because that would be cool.
It's bean jumping. It's just bean like jumping. The bean jumper people have it covered. They know how to do it. I just showed up.
Can we call it sheeting when they don't believe in the intern? Sheets got
okay.
You.
Oh, that's every other day.
I mean, that's where you're at the end of your sheet comes from.
Oh, hey, actually, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Wait, where do the sheets come from and why do they use sheets?
Tanum, do you have some sort of stuffy explanation?
So, quote unquote, bean jumping, it doesn't even date back to when the game is set. Oh, you know, it's kind of like
the rock.
I was going to say, yeah, it's like the sideways harpsichord.
Yeah, yeah. It took them a while to figure out how to correctly celebrate. That's true. Yeah.
Wait, so somebody was just huffing rocks one day and decided to tie a bunch of sheets together for this?
You want to play a game of fantasy and adventure?
Oh, no. Tanum has a scroll.
Oh,
oh no. He's getting out the scroll. Oh, no.
I mean, bring out the altar, too. I want to see.
Well, I could. Well, I mean, yeah, it can. Can you see it? Altar over there? I've got it over. Can you see it over my?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, your intern is very statuesque. I like.
Love the altar.
Okay. The scrolls are, I have spent the day in the scroll reading. It takes a while.
On this day of bean turn.
There's not time to jump off of the bridges because really the reading of the scroll takes a lot of time. And then you got to go around and give coffee to those who've lost someone in the previous year. Yeah, there's a lot going on. I don't understand why everyone decided to invent a bunch of other random things.
People celebrate Bean Turn Day in different ways. I'm just sad I missed the coffee fight this year.
I do support your charity efforts. That's very noble on this day. I mean, that's really cool. But why Bean Turn Day? It's just silly.
What do you mean, why Bean Turn Day? Because it's awesome.
Bean Turn. Bean Turn. It makes no sense.
Oh, it's like the
bean intern, like
the intern, yeah, dropped a bean on the world. Like it's there was a really big deal.
Yeah, yeah, no, like drop the bean. Well, is very like that sounds cool.
The intern did not drop the bean, so like it says in the scroll, and he did catch the world as it fell in his hands, in his mighty hands, in his soft
okay,
and
let's
loving
play the game.
Mighty
let's
hands.
In his
soft
and loving hands, he did catch the bean.
I think that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I definitely don't want to hear the scroll, but I think that hearing the whole name said, you know, I am the sort of person that likes names with the little catch or just names that are whole and are chopped half in the middle. Like, I'm not Roz. I'm not Fiend. I'm Rozafine. I like whole names. They're nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Or Bean Intern Day.
Oh, that would just be silly.
Yeah, that sounds awkward.
Yeah, that sounds super awkward.
I mean, it does. I didn't say it was good. It just... If we're going to not cut names.
Bean turn. Oh, don't worry, everybody. The intern's got you.
Again, saying it like you're sad and disappointed. And Tanum, you realize there are people in this world who like fun and that's okay, right?
Okay.
Close enough. I'll take it.
Intern's got you too, Tanum. Let's play.
Yep. Intern's got you.
Yeah.
Intern's got you. And I got this coffee.
You drinking it through a straw or something? What was that?
I was drinking it through my throat, mostly.
So I've got this face hole called
there
a mouth.
Actual tears use. In my eyes. I feel the intern's wrath. I'm going to repent.
You want to play a game, Tanum?
Okay.
All right. So once it is clear that Eurekus is finished with the lizard, I do kind of have to wait for her to, like, walk away from it or something because I can't understand what she's saying.
Yeah, that's right. She's just like,
yeah. Yeah. As far as I can tell, she's getting a lot of valuable information from the lizard. Like that seems, in fact, that I'm certain that is what is happening actually. Yeah.
Although she's getting increasingly upset as the,
yeah, it's because the lizard is telling her very disturbing secrets.
I thought we got to resolution last time, actually.
Yeah, no, you had.
I think she decided to let it live.
Yeah, it's very generous of me.
All right, so this time I'm going to once again be in front of the party, but this time it's all business. I'm going to try to set a pretty clip pace. I'm going to actually be looking around and seeing what's up. Not because I'm like worried about lizards, but because my armor of Enzeet spell only lasts an hour and I don't want to waste it. I'm really hoping we can find whatever we're going to find in the next hour, and like, I'm suddenly like focused on trying to make that happen.
Okay. It was supposed to be a 2-hour walk and you were about an hour into it. So it'll be running out just in time for you guys to arrive at the tower.
Excellent.
Okay. Are you keeping the same order that you had before?
Yeah, I'll be doing exactly the same thing, except for I'll actually be paying attention this time. I'm going to, you know, not just listen to conversations. Also, there's no interesting conversation going on.
Is the light spell cast on Georg's armor?
On my armor.
What's the duration on that?
Good question.
Should it last an hour? But I can recast it as many times as I want.
Okay. Are you going to re-up it when it suddenly goes dark?
Yeah. Yeah.
You think I could get like a cool purple color or something this time?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I can do colors. Let me make sure. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I can make whatever color I want. So yeah, now it's purple, which is actually like a pretty poor light to see things by. But yeah, whatever.
It's perfect for nighttime.
Okay. Well, I mean, like, you are also standing right next to Tagak, who is carrying a torch, but, you know.
We'll go like mostly white with like bands of purple. How about that?
Okay.
You know, to camouflage.
Excellent. Camouflage made of light.
That's what deserts look like, right? So,
okay.
Forging ahead.
Oh, that's right. I've got this thing. And you should be able to see a new glaze now.
Oh yeah, I can see it.
Do you see the map?
I see the map.
Definitely a map.
Wow.
That's really impressive. Do you have like a split glaze? How did you do that?
Whose glaze is that?
That's mine. I got a second one.
What?
Serious?
Wait, what?
You're a professor, right? You're not like a drug lord secretly?
Well, no. I mean, I probably wouldn't say so if I was, but
I mean, sure.
A secret one at least.
You rented it, right? It's a rental glaze?
No, rentals are, it costs more over time.
That's really clear.
Yeah, I didn't want to get a bad one. If I'm trying to show you maps and you got to see all the details and everything like that, and
I mean, it looks really good. Did you make this? Is this your map?
Yeah.
You
can't see the whole thing right now because I'm just showing a little portion of it.
We can see that you have a piece of paper over it.
Well, yeah. I'm covering the rest of the map.
Can we see the whole map?
Yeah, we totally want to.
Not yet.
You will see the whole map, but you've got to, like, your characters actually have to get there. This is like...
What if we have lunch 3 more times? Then can we see the whole map?
Georg will make you coffee. It won't be good, but it will be coffee.
Once you explore the map, you can see the parts of the map that you're exploring.
I want to quit my job and work where you're working.
Yeah, seriously. If it pays this freaking well, what was I doing?
Tandem, I'm in all seriousness, the map is lovely. Thank you so much for investing in us, both your time and your money. But I am starting to worry about whether you are investing maybe more of your money than is manageable in these awesome surprises for our game.
It's fine. I don't have a huge list of things to spend money on at the moment. So, you know, I wouldn't say that I'm rolling in it from the prestigious professorship, but you know, yeah, it's fine.
All right, what do you sell on the side? Come on, out with it.
What?
Do you write romance novels?
Oh, I bet it's steamy romance.
Steamy, lucrative romance.
You could probably get someone to buy some of those 1,000-year-old recording stuff.
I'll tell you what, the university does not pay that well. At least not mine.
Wait, Tana, how old is the glaze? Is it period specific?
No.
It looks new. There's no distortion. Like if you look, like the map is perfectly clear.
Okay.
How do you have that mounted?
What? Oh, I have it on. I have the map, and then I've got two books on the side.
How many degrees of freedom do you have on the mounting surface? You got like 3, 5
degrees of freedom?
Like how many angles can you put it at?
I guess I could put a bowl under one end of the map and that would like tilt.
Are there 4 stacks of books, Tanum?
I don't understand.
That sounds like 4 degrees of freedom.
You put it between books. That was a joke.
No, there's 2 stacks of books and you can see if I move this book, it like tilts it and you can kind of see the books over there.
Why does it hurt?
Okay, so I'm going to put it back. Sorry, my hand there. Okay, it's
yeah, we can. Okay. But look, okay, you can see it in such exquisite detail, every little hair.
So yeah, there it is. It's got 2 stacks of books and then I put the glaze on top and it's looking down.
Okay, look. Yorg needs to drop for another drink because this hurts too much.
Tanum, we love you. You're our friend no matter what. Just know that.
Okay.
Look, but seriously, can I help you with a mounting bracket for that? I bet I could get good magnification, good angles.
We love you no matter what you spend on us. We're your friends.
If you want, I mean, are you planning, Dawn, to come visit the coast anytime soon?
I'll come out there just to make that knot between 2 stacks of books.
Shining hair.
Wanted a beach trip. That's what I wanted. I wanted a beach trip. And why don't I come out there and also bring you... what are the dimensions on that thing?
We can figure that out.
You're a bad influence.
Okay. I'm going to need you to measure it. And then you let me know.
Okay.
And then I'm going to come out to the coast for a beach trip. Hey, Harmony, you want to go out to the coast and support our friend and maybe get some beach food?
I think you could use some supervision, so yes.
Fine, sure, supervision. Long as we get oysters afterwards, I don't care.
Well, I'm going to stay right where I am because I make about a third of what you guys make.
Oh, that's right. Perpetual postdoc pay is probably not that great.
It's definitely not beach vacations pay.
Look, Professor is not beach vacations pay. I need to do like one of these every time Tanum does something dumb.
Okay. Hey.
Yeah, apparently it's collections of artifacts level pay.
Yes.
Playing out before me.
I just want to know where he hides his drugs because clearly that seems to be the thing that he's actually doing on the side.
Hold on 1 second. I'm going to, I'll be right back.
I mean, you can see the details of the map like really well. It's really something.
It's a really good piece of glaze.
Yeah.
How do you afford one of those? I mean, I'd have to sell my kidney.
You haven't counted his kidneys.
Ah, fair point.
Guys, that's not very far.
I thought it was professional.
I mean, I'm not going to talk about where we're setting the bar. I'm just going to stick with the glaze. The glaze is really nice.
The glaze is really shiny.
I guess he did color outside the lines there.
Oh, I just noticed the lines.
And that looks more like a blob than a tower.
Is that a stick figure lizard?
Oh, yeah, that's the tail.
I said nothing.
It's abstract.
Well, there we go.
I think that's actually an equilateralist lizard.
Okay, I'm back.
Hey.
Sorry about that.
Have a good break.
I was absolutely not selling drugs to someone.
That was a weird thing to say.
Super convincing.
I mean, we actually believe you, though.
So we've got the map. You guys ready to start exploring it so you can see more of it?
Can we kill some things?
Can't wait to see more of it, Tam.
I can't wait to kill some things. I mean, you know, my character really isn't a run around and kill things indiscriminately character, but I wish she was.
Oh, I can kill things on your behalf.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Is the lizard drawn in a hexagonalist manner just because of what Eurekus did to it?
How dare you.
I thought it might be symbolic, that's all.
Hey, is that splugy thing the one that Justice ate?
No, that's another lizard.
Oh, of course. I knew that.
Okay. So anyhow.
It's really good, Tanum. It looks really great.
Thanks. Yeah, thank you, Tanum.
You know.
Okay, let's move on. Let's let me get you guys onto this map. Ready?
Ready.
Ooh. Cool.
Wait, are we rolling initiative?
No, not yet.
I think we're just walking somewhere.
Okay.
Just walking.
I walk.
Just walking through the desert. Okay.
Actually, no, Georg probably does have to roll to walk.
Forging ahead. So after another hour or so of walking, so these here, these brown triangles are the big wall of these rock piles that you've seen intermittently. There were lizards hiding in one of them, but this one is hundreds of feet long, both sides of a maybe 100-foot wide opening. And so you're coming basically directly towards it. Helena, you can see through the opening. Once you get past that outer wall of rocks, there's another trail that goes in through that opening. And there are more of those rocks, but they are covered in greenery.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty clear that this is definitely some sort of oasis situation.
Mm-hmm.
Off in the distance past those greenery-covered rocks, you see the top of what appears to be a stone tower.
Ooh.
All right, well, mission accomplished. Found the tower. Definitely exists. Let's go back, guys.
So Tagok is like, yeah, so...
oh, no.
There it is.
I owe somebody money.
Yeah, you do.
I can't believe you bet on that. Wait, I didn't bet on that, right?
No, it was just me.
Look, I know it was only a couple hours ago, but good.
It was because I wanted money to pay back Helena, so I thought this was the way to get it.
Don't drag me into this.
That's rough.
Dang it.
Do you have money? Can you uphold your end of the bet?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, wow, that tower is just so interesting, isn't it?
Uh-huh. It is.
Just look at it.
I mean, I'm looking at it, yeah.
Of course. Yeah, absolutely. Georg, you got any money?
So just to be clear, y'all can't see anything unless you're using some sort of enhanced vision.
Oh.
Okay.
It is not a brightly lit up tower. Helena can see it because of the goggles. I'm assuming she told you.
I definitely tell the group that.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that she owes some money.
But the look at that tower is...
Oh, because I can't see it.
Look at the darkness where the tower definitely is.
Like, I have this feeling from over there.
If I look real close, I think I can see some dark in the dark.
Let's get closer to it.
Wasn't our point of coming out here just to, like, scout and make sure the tower exists?
Nope.
I mean, now that we're here, doesn't it make sense to explore it just a little bit? As long as I can get back in time for my date.
I think your date's tomorrow, so we're good.
We're going to end up confronting, like, whoever's in there. People who have magic towers have pretty good security, and we're not that sneaky.
Yeah, we're very loud and rambunctious.
My armor's literally glowing.
Tagok does look a little bit frustrated that there's even a question about going in.
Tagok can go in. Go ahead.
I think it's just good manners to say hi.
Yeah, I mean, we just need to get to the bottom of this, and I don't think that we're just going to look at the tower and say hello to the tower, so...
Hi, tower.
We can knock. Let's knock.
Okay. I mean, we can go. Sure. Let's go say hi, I guess. I mean, all right.
Tagok is like, okay, so, okay, good. I'm glad that that you've decided to... go in there and confront her. Like I said before, I don't know. I don't have a huge amount of information that I can share. Like, I know that she sends evil spiders and other minions to come harass me and, you know, maybe even try to kill me. But yeah, I don't have a whole lot of, like, you know, secrets about the tower I can share that will help you.
Have you ever been in this tower?
Oh, no, she'd kill me.
So you haven't done any, like, romantic gestures, like playing the lute outside of the tower, or...
No, I...
Throwing rocks at the window.
I tend to just stay away because I kind of like living.
Okay. Yeah, I guess that's reasonable.
So far, Tagok's information has been pretty solid. And Tagok seems to think if we go in there, they're going to try to kill at least her, probably all of us.
Oh, yeah. That's why I'm staying out here.
Yeah.
Okay, so if we go in there and you're out here all alone, is this making sense yet?
I think as long as I don't harass any lizards, I'll be fine. And not showing up with me is probably for the best because she doesn't like me.
I think you coming with us is a really good idea because then we can protect you and then you won't be alone. Can I roll deception?
Can I assist with persuasion? Because I am convinced people who have magic towers are already aware of us. Like, there's zero chance we're not already, like, up on some kind of magical crystal.
Watching from the outside, being like, as soon as they go in, if she's alone, that's it.
So you might be lying. I'm telling the truth. I think if we leave you, you're going to die.
Thank you. I completely agree.
I mean, realistically, we're up on some crystal ball and she's calling us dumbasses is what's really happening.
I mean, yes, correct.
So what are everybody's various roles?
I'm going to stay as Beacon of Light.
No, sorry, R-O-L-L.
Yeah, no, I'm just not going to make one.
Okay.
I'll look around and pretend like I don't have any charisma, because I don't.
Yeah, I don't really care whether she stays outside or not.
Okay, I got a 15.
I rolled a 17.
Okay, both.
It'll be 17 plus 10 if we're doing deception.
Nice. I'm like trying to come up with reasons and arguments. And you just have this look in your eyes.
It's batting my eyelashes.
Yeah, you convince her that it is safer to hang out with you specifically, Eurekus.
Yay!
Eurekus is oddly very powerful.
Yeah, why do you think all these people follow her around?
Well, now you get it.
I don't know how they haven't died yet. I really don't.
Excuse me?
Yeah, we're not exactly protecting them.
They look upset.
Sorry, everybody. Sorry. I didn't mean it.
Okay, well, I look at my followers and say, forgive him. He knows not what he says.
Aww.
That's very kind of you, I say under my breath, but a little too loud.
I take it as sincerity.
So you're going to head on in?
Yeah, apparently. I don't want to be in front anymore, though.
Hey, Gorg.
Yeah, that's sort of my whole job.
Ooh, guys, here's a pitch.
Mm-hmm.
What if we take Tagok and, like, sort of tie her up as if she's our prisoner, and we've, like, brought her as a, I don't know, gift hostage sort of situation, that we might be welcomed slightly longer, and then we could surprise them instead of the other thing that's definitely going to happen.
That could work.
I feel like she probably already knows, and if we tie her up now, it'd look a little suspicious.
I mean, yes. I mean, but maybe not. Maybe the scrying only happens once we enter the clearly drawn map here. The borders of this rock formation thing.
I sigh, and I say, we are clearly overthinking this, and I just walk toward the tower.
I remain steadfastly in front.
Okay.
You pass through that border entryway into what's clearly an oasis. As soon as you pass in, the whole area just feels less like a desert. The air is not as dry. The rock and dirt and sand is less sandy, more dirt and packed dirt for this trail.
Okay, I'm going to legitimately start trying to sneak.
Okay.
So I'm going to, like, distance myself from the group a little bit and be, like, keeping to the shadows or the rocks or whatever I can find that I think is, like, cover. Because I think this group is going to get fireballed or something. I don't know.
Do you change anything about your appearance?
Sure. Yeah. I'll color myself green like the landscape. I'll turn myself all rocks and mossy colored. Yeah.
Does that mean that he's not following? He's just planning to hang out? Or is he going to be a walking pile of rocks and moss? Rocks and moss.
I am keeping up with the group at, like, a little ways to the side or ahead, or I'm trying to stay with the group, but I think y'all are gonna get in trouble, and I want to just have a little bit of distance between me and the epicenter or whatever happens. And I'm trying to be stinky.
Okay, well then I think I am gonna say to the group,
Ruford is following us, but don't talk to him right now.
Aww.
Okay.
I do my best to not look at, like, around to try to find him.
So, Callum hears the voice. You really shouldn't be abandoning your friends and hiding in the shadows. Or, I mean, your minions. You really shouldn't be abandoning your minions.
They're minions. Oh, wait, no, we already established their future means. Okay, once they're minions, I will never abandon them and hide them in the shadows. Thank you for the wise advice, my lord.
For the future.
Eventually, someday.
Do you pick up exasperation through the mind?
Absolutely not. I am fully convinced that, one, I have interpreted the lord's wishes perfectly, and two, that he is deeply pleased with me.
Okay.
I like the... Do you pick up blank and you're like, oh no, I overtly do not pick up on any cue here.
Well, I mean, it's coming from inside of his head, so it's, you know, difficult.
It is part of my identity that
that you don't pick up on anything.
That I don't understand, yeah. If I did understand, I would have to, like, question who I am. So there's, like, there's a wall in my brain.
Okay. So you pass by a pool of water. As you continue on, there's more ponds, which is extremely jarring, given that several minutes ago you were in a desert. Tagak is trying to stay super close to Eurekus and is definitely not seeing this as the wonder it is.
Okay. Well, I'm making tons of comments about how beautiful everything is.
Loudly?
Oh, yeah, to everybody.
So just to give us an idea, this is like a normal in a room speaking voice kind of thing.
How about just loud enough for everyone close by to hear?
Okay. So like a stage whisper.
Yeah, like a stage whisper.
Okay. So Justice does growl a few times at some of the rocks, but she doesn't stop this time. Otherwise, there's nothing of much consequence until you come around the corner. And off to your left, there's a larger lake. And about 300 feet or so out into the lake, there is an island. And on top of the island, there is the tower. There is a land bridge on the far side of the lake, where okay. You could walk to the base of the tower instead of swimming.
All right, well, I'm going to keep walking for it.
And I'm going to keep sneaking with the group.
Tagak is suddenly a little bit reticent.
Oh man, Eurekus, I really think that you'll protect me, but that's a big tower, and I'm scared about what we're going to find in there.
Well, this is an opportunity for you to face your fears and overcome them.
Okay, can you give me a persuasion?
Let's see?
I don't think this is deception anymore.
I rolled a 12 plus 5.
Is anyone else going to help?
I'll stand there all glowy and be like, I think you're more safe with us than trying to go back out.
Okay.
I still don't care.
I think your friendly, glowing, and very practical point convinces her, and she keeps following you, but still sticking very close to Eurekus.
Oh, cute. I put my arm around her.
So you come around the lake, and there in front of you is a land bridge out to the land that the tower is on. From here, you can see a little bit better what that looks like, but the tower is not lit up or anything, so it's still mostly just sticking up into the darkness, a darker darkness. And so you head across the land bridge. There's no wind, but the water is not still. And it occurs to you that there are probably something living in there.
Stay out of the water.
I have great balance. Don't worry. I could do a backflip right now and not get in the water.
It's not that thin of a bridge.
She's still accurate.
So what you're saying is I can walk across it normally and not risk falling into the water.
Yeah, it's like almost 100 feet wide. I mean, there are no handrails on the edge, but it is not a tricky path.
Okay, well, just to show off, as I cross it, like my eyes are shut while I'm walking.
We still have a set of followers following us, right?
Uh-huh. And they're really impressed, right?
I'm sort of impressed.
How many do we side? Seven?
Yeah, seven feet away.
Seven feet away. Okay. Are you in line with them, Bruford?
I mean, across the bridge, there's probably no cover. So yeah, the followers is my best hiding spot for now. The bridge seems like a real tough place to hide.
Haz is probably the point. Near the base of the tower, there's a big double doors situation. Nothing particularly fancy about them, just big wooden art inside of a single arch. About 10 feet in front of that door is a pile of rocks, about, I don't know, waist high, 5 foot wide pile. As you approach, the stone on the top opens an eye. And this eye is probably as big as your fist.
Okay, at this point, I feel like I could definitely distinguish between that pile of rocks and Rupert.
And the eye looks at all of you individually and as a group and... Who are you?
Oh, you've probably heard of me. I'm Eurekas. And these are my friends.
I'm Georg. We're here from the Great Gambling Hall.
Why?
I sort of nudge Eurekas and try to get her to do the talking.
We just thought this tower was so beautiful. We just had to see it in person.
Okay, roll a deception check against the eye here.
Ooh, I rolled a 20. My deception is plus 10.
It turns teeth. Okay.
I'm about to go to correct her, and then I just kind of shut up.
The eye says, yes, it is a very good tower.
It sure is. And I wink to everyone in the party.
The eye winks back.
Yeah, I was gonna appeal to her pride and her magical power, and I think I'm just gonna skip all that.
And I was just gonna say that we're here looking into spiders. I don't actually say this is out of character. I want to be clear about this. I was just gonna say that we're here about the spiders, but yes, whatever worked. Let Eurekas work her magic.
And I tell the eye just how beautiful it looks.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for sharing your beauty.
Well, you know, it's a living, as they say. So, did you just want to see it up close, or did you want like a tour or something, or what was?
We would love a tour. Yes, thank you.
Okay, so if you want to go inside, I do have to ask the mistress of the tower if that would be okay.
Oh.
It is a little bit late, and, you know, honestly, I think that the tower looks better during the day, but, you know, to each their own, I guess.
Yeah, we can appreciate it in the dark and the light, yeah.
Well, if you're looking for accommodations for the night, that's a different request.
Oh, no, I wasn't asking for that yet, unless you're offering.
Eurekas is the best.
Do you have any chocolate fountain?
Oh, yes.
I don't know. I'm mostly the outside one here.
Pile of rocks. It's an inside pile of rocks. He knows about the fountains.
So you do want to go inside, though, and see around?
We'd love to.
Give me 1 second, and the eye shuts.
I'm going to use this moment to sneak around the eye and try to hide up next to the tower.
I use this moment to look over at Eurekas and give her a... I thought we were just telling him that we're from the gambling hall.
Hey, you told me to talk. And I think it's working.
It's a good thing I'm not allowed to talk.
I'm kind of sleepy. Can you make us some coffee?
Fine.
Thank you.
And I make you some coffee. Kind of point around and get a nod or a no from everybody except for the pile of rocks.
Yeah, the pile of rocks and justice. She's not interested.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I assumed I have cats and they love coffee, so.
She doesn't want to stay awake any later than needed.
But yeah, make everybody some coffee. This makes sense.
Can I get a stealth check from you, Riffert?
Mm-hmm. 19.
Okay.
Maybe more of my disguise self gives me any kind of a bonus. Uh-huh.
I have taken that into account.
Okay.
So after, like, it is like a minute, the eye suddenly opens again. Okay, I'm back.
Like right in the middle of me making coffee then.
Yeah.
Wait, have I had any of my coffee yet? Or are you still making mine?
I'm still making everybody's.
Okay.
It takes a second. How long do you think coffee making good coffee take? I don't even know how to talk anymore. That's how much I need this coffee.
I didn't mean to imply mine would be done first. I assumed, but I'm sorry.
I've got like five little like grinder / piston mechanisms going at once with these little like cup things that are, you know, made out of mostly scrap metal.
Yeah, and that's very impressive. And I'm sorry, I thought you were making mine first, but that's fine.
The venom, the passive aggressive venom.
I hand everyone but Eureka's a cup of coffee.
What?
Start sipping one myself. And then I finally finish the last one and I hold it up and I'm like, you know, I don't know if this one's good enough for you. Maybe I should just take this.
Oh, I didn't mean it.
What?
Are you sure? I could remake it for you if you like.
Well, let me try it first. I'll let you know if you need to remake it.
Those light creatures really look like they need some coffee, right?
Hand it over and kind of slosh a little bit on her.
I'm scared. Wow. Okay, I look over to my followers. Do I still look beautiful? Am I okay?
They all just look at you adoringly and nod eagerly.
Okay. Then I'll take the coffee. Thank you.
So the Ruck has been watching this and says, I've talked to the mistress of the tower. She says that it is indeed rather late, but that you're welcome for some late night refreshments with her, although I've seen you've brought your own.
But we've brought plenty to share, haven't we, Georg?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Did you want one?
No, I don't drink anything. That's okay. I guess you could try pouring some on me.
Would you like that? I could. It's quite good coffee.
I've never tried it before, but yeah, pour a little bit. Just a little bit to start.
Excellent. Yeah. Also, I rolled a deception of 12 on it being good coffee. And I pour just a little tiny bit on him.
I like the rock pile now. I want to be friends with the rock pile. We should take this tower, but keep the rock piles. I'd say this to nobody.
So the rock pile makes some unsettling slurping noises as the coffee falls onto it and seeps into the pile.
It definitely tastes really different than water. That's definitely that's a thing.
Yeah, that was my reaction.
Bad. I mean, I can still make you a cup if you like.
It was a very interesting experience. I know that sounds like I think it's bad, and it's not.
It's okay, buddy. I get it.
No. I mean, I mostly just get water from rain, and I don't get flavors so often. So it was a lot. But yeah, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime.
So anyhow, yeah, just right past me, there's that door. Go in there, and the mistress of the tower will meet you there.
Okay, looking forward to it.
Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
Enjoy the tower. The eye shuts.
Thanks. Do you have a name?
The eye opens up again. Not really. I mean, I could make one up or something if that would make you more comfortable, but no.
Okay. Yeah, no, I mean, I just, you know, you seem like a nice... whatever you are.
Thank you. This is very kind of you to say.
I was going
to
call you Rocky, but then I thought that might be presumptuous, and I didn't want to, you know.
Okay. Yeah, no, it's fine. I'm here.
Cool. Well, good to meet you. It was really great.
Good to meet you, too.
I hope you enjoyed the coffee.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rocky.
The eye shuts.
We're really good at this.
Maybe he didn't really like us after all.
No, I think he did.
The eye opens up again. It's fine. Just the mistress is waiting and you should get moving along.
Yeah.
You are here awfully late, you know. Eye shuts again.
Of course, of course. And I walk in.
How are we arranged as the door opens? And who is opening the door?
I'll be doing the door opening unless someone really wants to.
No, I'm fine staying in the back.
And Rufert, what are you doing?
I'm going to duck in behind the followers. They're my backup hiding place.
Are you keeping your camouflage?
Yeah. Once I get in, if the decor is different, then I'll try to match it. But I'm going to keep trying to be camouflaged, keep trying to be sneaky, do my best.
Okay. Don, can you give us a picture of what it looks like when Georg opens up? Like, how does this play out?
Okay. So I open the tower door and it opens onto a rather beautifully set front room with a spiral staircase reaching up into the distance. There's carpet that are, just this lush red, very fuzzy. There's mirrors on practically every wall on the bottom floor, at least. And tapestries as it goes up into the distance, adorning each wall. There's also statuary, hanging off of the wall. What are those called? I can't remember. And the staircase starts to our left. It does not have a banister.
Okay. And how does Georg open the door? Just like slowly and stick his head in? Or is it like both doors at once, throw them open?
Georg's more of a both doors at once kind of guy. I didn't realize it was double doors, but yeah, let's do this thing.
Okay. So you grab the doors and fling them open.
Maybe I'm not like bursting through here. I'm just, opening them simultaneously, pushing them back gently, not like slamming them against the wall. This is not an aggressive kick the door in kind of moment. It's just, I am entering.
So I briefly forgot that the tower was like period accurate. And I thought that the big reveal was going to be that it's Gorg's tower. And that's why he knows what it looks like.
This would be amazing. I would love to own a tower and did not know that I owned a tower and I had amnesia. From actually having been the one to build the tower. Oh, no, I didn't build it. My parents grew up in it. And like, this was the whole thing. No, I don't think this is that tower.
Yeah. No, I figured it out. But yeah, Don, when you started describing the tower, I'm like, why is Don describing the tower? Oh, wait, never mind.
Mostly I was going for how does Georg get into the tower? But the other stuff is bonus.
That makes way more sense than what I thought. Was like, describe the inside of the tower. I mean, okay, I guess I can.
Yeah, but I was just mostly looking for how you were opening the door. But the other stuff is really good, too.
Excellent. This is what the tower looks like, everybody. I'm the DM now.
I have to admit, I was following Jorg. Like, I understood why he was saying, are you sure? Okay, here I go.
I assumed it was a form of magic where whoever opens the door, like, gets to decide what it looks like.
I like it.
Okay. In the middle of the room, probably 100 feet from you as you come through the door, is a table that is big enough to fit everybody who has come along. Plus, there is one chair on the other side of the circular table. And at it is seated a woman in a cloak. The cloak is that same color purple that Georg is glowing.
We match.
Cute. Yeah, you look so good. Both of you.
She doesn't move to get up, but reaches out and gestures to the open seats. And in a voice that is soft, but you can hear very well, despite the, like I said, 100 feet away. But it is as if someone is whispering right next to you. She says, welcome to my tower. I understand that you were hoping for a tour. It is a bit late, but if you'd like to all come and join me over here at the table, I'm sure we can share some refreshments and have a bit of a chat about anything you want to know about it.
Thank you so much for having us. We would love some refreshments. And would you like any coffee?
So are we going to do the thing again where you stand awkwardly across the room, or are you guys going to all go sit down?
I'm going to go sit down at the table.
Yeah, I think we'll sit down at the table. You don't piss off sorceresses.
Yeah, I'll sit down.
So is there any chance that I haven't been spotted? If I think I can keep hiding, I want to try. But if I think there's no freaking chance, then I'm just going to sit at the table with everyone else. Like,
okay, so your wisdom is super low, right?
Yeah, but I'm kind of smart. Like,
okay, I think give me a perception check.
Okay, well, it's a 9 minus 2, so 7.
It looks like there's probably shadows along the wall that you can blend into. So go ahead and give me another stealth check.
It's another 19. I'm going to turn into the color of the wall and just stand next to it.
Okay. Are you going to try to, you might be able to sneak around and try to get a little bit closer to the table, but it is in the middle of the room, so.
I don't need to be close to the table. I just don't want to be seen. That's the only thing I care about.
Okay. You are inside the room, 100 feet away, hiding in the shadows.
Excellent.
Oh, and is Tagok still with us?
Yes, but she is staying behind you, Eurekus.
Even if, as I'm sitting down, she's just behind me.
So I guess she'll probably sit next to you. I guess it depends on where you sit.
I want to sit by Helena.
Oh, gosh. We're going to get like in a very interesting. Okay. Let me do another diagram here.
Oh, and are there chairs for my followers or are they standing?
There is chairs for everybody who came.
Aw.
Oh. Oh. Is there a chair for me? I'm gonna count them. If there's a chair for me, I'm gonna come out and like sheepishly sit in my chair.
Yeah, there is definitely one extra chair that if you don't sit in it.
All right. Yep. Yep. So like last of all, very, very awkwardly.
Do you try to stealthily do that?
Nope. As soon as I see there's a chair, I'm like, nope, the jig is up. I'll turn back to my like nice outfit. I'll try to pretend like nothing weird is going on, but it's pretty weird.
Okay, that's what I meant by stealthily. Are you trying to cover up the fact that you just appeared and started walking away from the shadows?
I won't acknowledge that it's weird. Yeah, no, I'll try to be all cool and suave, but not much I can do about that.
Okay, can I have a performance check, please?
Yes, you can. Ooh. Wish I could have gotten one of these rolls earlier. 24.
Wow. Okay. You pull it off. It looks totally like not at all suspicious that you suddenly appeared in the shadows and walked over to the table.
Nice.
How many are we? We are 4 plus the 7 followers is 11 people. Does Justice have a seat?
Is she going to climb up on a chair and sit at the table? Yeah, totally.
There are 12 seats then. And I am going to draw this diagram for you all.
Oh, no seat for Tagog. That's and okay. She can stand.
Intern's teeth. You're right. Thank you. 13.
Okay.
Yes, this is what got us into this whole conversation in the first place. I will draw a line here. There's the sorceress is on the other side of the table.
You're saying that there's this huge table and that there are only chairs on the other half?
Yes, there's only chairs on the other half, and the sorceress is by herself on the other side.
I see. Well, I can understand not wanting to get too close to the likes of us.
From the perspective of your side of the table, going from left to center is Rufert, and some followers are interspersed here, and then Georg, and then Tagok is just past the center of the table across from the sorceress, and then along to her right are Eurekus, Helena, and Justice, and then some more followers.
I like that now we need a seating chart.
Thank you for listening to Coffee, Cults, and Empires. This episode featured Chelsea Burns as Harmony as Eurekas.
I mean her hair to get to the top of the tower.
Find her on Instagram at Chelsea Comedy. Chris Grumbles as Dawn as Georg.
I was just breaking pencils. I don't know about you guys.
Find him on Instagram at Chris Grumbles. Desiree Fair as Rosephine as Helena and Justice.
I have my legs propped up and the chair is creaky.
Silas Silver as Vafras, as Callum as Rufert.
That's what deserts look like, right?
Check out ReadySetRoll.org. Mark E. Fair as Tanum the DM.
I like the idea that the only Foley work is Eurekas beating up some poor lizard.
Find him at MarkEFair.com. And me, Damian Lichtenstein, as the intern. Find me on Instagram at ThatDamnLich, or check out my Drag King account at Woody.Banter. Music by Kevin Vitzwong, rhymes with hit song. Hear more music at KevinVitzwong.Bandcamp.com. Character art and logo design by Carmanda. Find her at CarmandaArtsThings.com. Sensitivity consulting by Dominique Dickey. Find links to more of their work, including fiction and game design, at DominiqueDickey.com. Edited by Mark and Desiree. Support us on Patreon for access to outtakes, world building, and more. Find all these links in the episode notes or at coffeecultsandempires.com, where you can also find transcripts, art, actor and character bios, and more. That's coffeecultsandempires.com.
By the intern's shining hair.